بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 12th of January in the year 2018. Alhamdulillah, we moved on to the 32nd night that we're going through, the exalted and dear life of the illustrious life of the soul of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu. And I'm steadily going through the section in which we're going through some of the key events during the apostasy wars, during Abu Bakr's Khalifa radiyallahu. And I've reached the stage where I'm now mentioning the unholy trinity, Aisha Jah, who declared her prophethood, becoming a prophetess. And then I mentioned her cousin, Malik ibn Nuwayla, aligning himself with her. And then I mentioned also the greatest of the false prophets in terms of fitna, Musaylimah ibn Dalayl. And the last thing I mentioned is where his tribe came to embrace Islam, or so apparently. And then he was at the Baik, Musaylimah, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a gift and said, Innahu laysa bisharrikum. He is not the most evil one amongst you, that he should stay behind to guard the property of his colleagues. So this clearly meant that they were evil. However, subhanAllah, these words Musaylimah twisted to his own advantage. It is authentically related that this wretched man had thereupon approached our beloved messenger and said the following to the Lord. In Sahih Bukhari 2-627, Fath al-Bari 8-87-93, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham, Ibn Sira 2-576-7. Musaylimah said, if you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agree to transfer the whole thing to me after your death, I will then not stand in your way. The Holy Prophet replied sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ سَأَلْتَنِي هَذَا الْأَسِيبَ مَا أَعْتَيْتُكَ. Even if you ask me to give you this, i.e. a piece of palm leaf, I would not grant it to you. Indeed, you are doomed. SubhanAllah, even if you repented and stopped what you were now planning, Allah the Almighty has still appointed that you will be slain. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear that I see you now in the very state that has been revealed to me. Here is Thabit radiyallahu anhu. You will hear the remainder of my answers from him. Then the Holy Prophet left him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's look at this. So this is a flawless report in Sahih Bukhari. So this shaitan actually approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously it was after he'd come into his presence. And he'd said, basically, we're going to oppose you. And if you, however, give the prophethood to me after your death, I will not stand in your way, meaning I want authority. So look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he had a piece of palm leaf in his hand. He goes, if you ask me for this, I wouldn't give it to you. And then he says, you're already doomed. He goes, repentance is pointless because I know you will be slain. And then he said, Thabit will speak on my behalf now. As mentioned, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to the dream that he had earlier. How did he know he was going to be slain? It was a dream he had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Sahih Bukhari, number 3621, Sahih Muslim, number 227, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I was shown two gold bracelets on my arms. Disliking them, I just blew upon them, and as a result of which, they literally flew away. I interpreted those bracelets to mean two liars. The one from Yemen, i.e. Al-Aswad Al-Ansi, and the one of Yamama, i.e. Musaylimah. So we mentioned this before. So the Prophet knew that there's going to be one shaitan from Yemen, the donkey wala, and one from Yamama. And they were both gold bracelets, indicating they're going to claim something which is forbidden. So the Prophet knew when he approached him, I already know about you. The delegation thus returned, and the majority of whom lived as Muslims should, and some months thus passed. Then as destined, Musaylimah officially apostatized and proclaimed his own prophethood. He addressed his people as follows. In Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham, in his Seerah, volume 2, page 577, I have been given a share with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this matter. Did he not say to our delegates that I was not the most evil one amongst you? This could only mean that he knew that I had a share with him in this matter. I prophethood. He twisted it. He goes, didn't he say that about me? He goes, I am not the most evil one amongst you, meaning I'm the most pious. So he's therefore saying, I'm a prophet. He then dazzled the crowd with his marvelous tricks. He also composed verses and offered them as Quranic revelations, such as the following. So this is again, he said this was Quran revealed to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed my wisdom. It is as strong as the gust that blows from between the belly and the intestines. This is in Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Hisham in his Seerah, volume 2, page 577. So that was his Quran. So basically, because my knowledge is like when you break wind. And he actually said that was Quran that would reveal to you. Consider also the following most informative report. In Al-Khara'iti Al-Isaba Al-Bidayah Ibn Kathir's Tafsir, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, before he was Muslim, radiyallahu, he once went to visit Musaylimah Dalaya after the Messenger of Allah was commissioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before Amr had embraced Islam. Upon arrival, Musaylimah said to him, O Amr, radiyallahu, what has been revealed to your friend during this time? Anything new? Amr radiyallahu responded, yes. A short and concise surah has been revealed to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Musaylimah asked him, what is that? Sayyidina Amr said, the following has been revealed to him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Surah al-Asr, Surah 103. Musaylimah reflected upon this. He thereupon said, O Amr, something similar has been revealed to me. Amr ibn al-As asked him, let me hear. He replied, Ya Wabr, and then I'll just give you the English, right? You are only two ears and a sadr, i.e. a chest. And the rest of you is digging and burrowing. He thereupon said, what do you think, O Amr? So Amr radiallahu anhu looked at him and said, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that I know that you are lying. Aye, so why bother asking me that question? So let's look at this. So Amr ibn al-As, he embraced Islam at the hands of Migas. And this is obviously, like I mentioned, when Khalid bin Walid embraced Islam, they embraced Islam together. So this shaitan, imagine, he's already preparing prophethood. The year of delegations came after this. So he goes, what's been revealed? Now look how interesting. Amr ibn al-As, why is he learning Quran? He's not a Muslim. It shows he was changing. He goes, a short, concise surah that's been revealed. And it's the famous surah Asr. So he heard it. Now look how interesting. All he did was, he was rhyming it like Surah Asr. So he goes, Ya Wabr. What's Wabr? Wabr is a small mammal resembling a cat with big ears. That was his Quran. He goes, you are only two ears and a sadr, i.e. a chest. And the rest of you is digging and burrowing. Question, how is that benefiting me? God's revealed that to me. Right? So Amr looked at him. And like you say today, are you serious? Because what do you think? And Amr didn't say, I don't accept it. He went one step further. He goes, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that I know you are lying. Note, therefore, this wretch had been contemplating this unholy path for some time. at the same time noting that a change was taking place in Amr's blessed heart at the time. And he was also very brave because he was with Musaylimah. Imagine in his tribe. And it shows Amr was, why was he protecting the Prophet and his message? So this shows this change was taking place. So anyway, gradually the influence and authority of Musaylimah increased. Then one day in late 10 AH, he wrote the following infamous letter to our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was 1 year before he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in Tabari in his Tariq 3-386-7, Zad al-Ma'ad 3-31-2. So Musaylimah wrote, from Musaylimah Rasulullah to Muhammad Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alaykum. I have been given a share with you in this matter. Half the earth belongs to us and half to the Quraysh. But the Quraysh are a people who transgress. In reply, the Holy Prophet responded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremely merciful, the most kind. From Muhammad al-Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Musaylimah al-Qadhab, Musaylimah the liar. Then he recited, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Taha, Surah 20, verse 47. Wassalamu ala manittaba'a al-huda, and salutations to whoever follows the guidance. Then he recited Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, verse 1 to 8. Innal arda lillahi yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Lo, the earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He gives it to whomever He chooses from amongst His servants. And the end is for the righteous. SubhanAllah. Now this is the difference. Look at the difference between the law. First of all, Musaylimah is supposed to be Rasulullah. He starts the letter with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imagine, the Prophet does that. That's the first thing. It's from Musaylimah Rasulullah to Muhammad Rasulullah. What's happened to Bismillah? Then he says, I have been given the share, half the earth belongs to us, half to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his response was 99% Quran. With one line of his own. First he goes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, meaning, where's your Bismillah? Then he said, this was his own line, from Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Musaylimah al-Qadhab, that's where he got that title, the great liar. Then the Prophet recited two verses to answer, not even his own words, showing he's the messenger of Allah. First he recited Surah 20 verse 47. Wassalamu ala manittaba al-huda. Salutations to whoever follows guidance. You gave me salam, I'm not giving you salam back. But I give salam to whoever follows guidance. Then he recited the next, another verse. Surah 7 verse 1 to 8. Verily the earth which you're asking for belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He gives it to whomever He chooses from amongst His servants. The end is for the righteous. Meaning you're asking, don't you know Quran? Allah ta'ala goes, I give it to, it belongs to me, not to me. Why are you asking me? But look at the beauty. You can see from the construction who the messenger of Allah was. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The imposter was henceforth named Musaylimah al-Qadhab, the great liar. The Prophet called him this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This letter of Musaylimah was sent with two men. So two men actually gave it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Tabari in his Tariq 3-386, when our beloved messenger finished reading the letter by a companion sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the two messengers, وَمَاذَا تَقُولَانِ أَنْتُمَا. What do the two of you have to say? They replied, whatever Musaylimah says, we say. To which the messenger of Allah responded, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ama wallah, lawla anna ar-rusul la tuqtalu la darabtu a'naqahum. Lo, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had it not been for the fight that messengers are not killed, I would have now struck your necks. Subhanallah. So these two messengers that came with the letter, what did they do? The Prophet asked them, what's your belief? And they go, we believe what Musaylama says. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he swore an oath, if it was not for the fight that messengers are not to be killed, I would have struck your necks. Meaning, this is a universal thing, which is a good thing. And I endorse this, that messengers should not be killed. But if that wasn't the case, you would have been killed now for your kufr. What about Musaylima? Don't forget the letter was given to him. The letter was returned. Musaylima, on the other hand, did away with this universal no. Our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent Habib ibn Zayd Ansari radiyallahu, the son of Ammara bint Qa'ab al-Maziniyah radiyallahu, with a letter to deliver to the liar. So simply put, the Sahaba is called Habib and he's the son of a famous female companion, Ammara. He's got the letter of the Prophet to return to the Allah. So what happened? Hafiz ibn al-Athir rahmatullah alayh in his Usud al-Ghaba, number 1049. Upon receiving the letter, Musaylama asked Sayyidina Habib radiyallahu, do you bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? Habib radiyallahu said, absolutely. Musaylama then asked, do you also bear witness that I am the messenger of Allah? Habib defiantly responded, I'm deaf, I can't hear anything. Musaylama repeated his question again, do you bear witness that I'm the messenger of Allah? Habib was, I'm deaf, can't hear anything. This happened a few times. With each refusal on Habib's part, Musaylama was being belittled in front of his own people. And he was furious. He then gave instructions that if he denies me again, cut off one of his limbs. And each time thereafter Habib denied, they cut off a limb. Throughout the horrific ordeal, Habib radiallahu anhu remained unbelievably calm and patient, until finally he achieved martyrdom at the hands of the tyrannical charlatan. Subhanallah. So think about it. He didn't wince, didn't show any pain. But what was being cut? Imagine probably a finger first. Do you believe I'm the messenger of Allah? I'm deaf. Cut his hand off, I'm deaf. Eventually he lay martyred. Look at the contrast. Musaylama's shaitans came. The Prophet goes, if it wasn't for the universal norm, I would have killed you. The Prophet sends his man, what up, everything about him shows he's an imposter. He's killed, he's actually gone against even the kuffar, the Persian and Roman sunnah. Worse than them, astaghfirullah. The normal mother, Ammara radiallahu anha, upon hearing of the tragic and brutal martyrdom of her dear son, had thereupon supplicated to Allah the Almighty to allow her to kill this despicable wretch. And subhanallah, this dua was answered, which I will mention. Imagine, he makes a dua, because my son has been, you know, basically martyred brutally against all universal norms. So mother's dua, very powerful. She makes the dua, she goes, Ya Allah, if it's possible, allow me to kill him. And unbelievably, Allah answers that. So now, that's Musaylama. Who did I say was very instrumental in helping him? What was his name? Ar-Rajal ibn Unfuwa. Ar-Rajal ibn Unfuwa. He was also a member of the tribe of Musaylama, Banu Hanifa. He comes into the picture. What does he do? This devious man had stayed behind in Al-Madinah when the rest of the delegation had returned. So imagine, Banu Hanifa comes. They apparently become Muslim. Musaylama comes out with his bakwas. He returns. But this man, Ar-Rajal ibn Unfuwa, he stays. He says, I want to stay. He then attached himself to our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned the Quran. He thus rose in stature amongst the believers. Thus, when news of the spread of Musaylama's mischief became more alarming, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Ar-Rajal for the task. For who could be better than one of his own tribesmen? So he goes, Ar-Rajal, go and reason with Musaylama. Indeed, Ar-Rajal was a dignitary of Banu Hanifa. He had learned the Quran, he had acquired wisdom. Thus he was sent to undo the mischief that Musaylimah had wrought in Yamama. So what happened? In Tabari in his Tariq, volume 2, page 505, it is related. As soon as he arrived in Yamama, the shaitan declared, Musaylimah is indeed a prophet. I have heard Muhammad say so. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the report goes, he was lying. So imagine, he was sent to Yamama. And what did he do? This was the game. He goes, who could doubt the words of this respected companion? Alas, the dreaded disease of tribal xenophobia overcame. So even if you think good, let's say he was, but then what happened there? So best case scenario, his love of a tribe overcame him. The love of his tribe, that's best case scenario. Worst case scenario, he was a shaitan. And this was a game. Either way, you can't defend him. It is related that once referring to our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Musaylimah al-Qadhab, al-Rajal said, there are two rams that have struck one another with their horns. And of them, the one we love more is our own ram. I.e. from our tribe, Musaylimah. This is recorded by Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh in Al-Isaba, number 2761. Tribal xenophobia. He goes, two rams have struck, but the ram from our tribe is more beloved. The arrival of the renegade thus proved a windfall for Musaylimah, and the Banu Hanifa came in even larger numbers to swear allegiance to their false prophet. Sheikh Ali Al-Utum related in his work Hadaqatul Ridda, page 75, as a result of this most blatant, heinous lie, Ar-Rajal convinced more people to follow falsehood than did even Musaylimah himself. Look at how bad he did more harm than Musaylimah. Because people looked at Musaylimah and said, well, only his own tribesmen thought, yeah, yeah, we'll follow you, don't worry, whatever you say. But when this man came, he got more people to follow him. Astaghfirullah. Ar-Rajal thus became the right-hand man of Musaylimah, and the imposter made no important decision without consulting with him, obviously. Indeed, now this is amazing. Subhanallah, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied of this degenerate man's apostasy. He knew that this man was going to apostatize. Where? In Tabari in his Tariq, volume 4, page 106, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, myself and a group of others were once sitting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst us was Ar-Rajjal ibn Unfuwa. During the gathering, suddenly, the Messenger of Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna feekum larajulan dirsuhu finnari a'zamu min Uhud. Verily amongst you is a man whose molar tooth in the hellfire is larger than Uhud. Abu Huraira continued, radiyallahu, the members of that gathering, those passed away one by one, and only two of us finally remained, myself and Ar-Rajal. I thus feared for myself greatly until Ar-Rajal came out with Musaylimah bearing witness to his prophethood. Indeed, the turmoil that was caused by Ar-Rajal was greater than the turmoil that was caused by Musaylimah. Look how amazing. Even there, it strengthens our iman. So imagine, Abu Huraira, he's with in the, how many there were, we don't know. But let's make a figure up. Let's say there was 10 people with the Prophet, 9 Sahaba, that one shaitan. And what did the Prophet say? Imagine, they're gathering hearing this. Inna feekum larajulan dirsuhu finnari a'zamu min Uhud. Verily amongst you is a man whose molar tooth in the fire is larger than Uhud. Why? Because the Prophet said that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the unbeliever's tooth will be as large as Uhud in the hellfire. This is in Sahih Muslim. So this is a kafir. So the 9 thought, one of us is a kafir. And imagine, one dies, another dies, and who's left? SubhanAllah, Abu Huraira and Ar-Rajal. So Abu Huraira obviously thinking, oh my goodness, is it me? Astaghfirullah. But then he breathed a sigh of relief. Ar-Rajal joined Musaylimah. And Abu Huraira said, this was his words, the turmoil that was caused by Ar-Rajal was greater than the turmoil that was caused by Musaylimah. Because he was a big shaitan. Because he mixed with us. He learned the Quran. People, you know, got a reputation. He goes, well, he must be true then. He must be. The other thing to add, to finish. The Sahaba that Musaylimah brutally martyred, Habib radiallahu, is very significant. He's got that name. Because the very same name was given to one of the Siddiqs mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Yasin, Allah the Almighty and Glorious mentions that some prophets were sent to a people and the people rejected them. And then the Quran clearly mentions that there was a man who defended the prophets. Clearly mentions it. And this man is defending them. And then it says that he was martyred. They killed him. And then the Quran mentions, I'll give you the roof. So the narration mentions, this is in Ibn Kathir's Tafsir, Ibn Jarir, in their Tafsirs. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, this man who defended the prophets was called Habib. Quite interesting, the same name, Habib. And this man, he said, why are you turning away from those who don't ask anything from you? He goes, you know them. They don't ask you for anything. Then the report says, they left the prophets, they turned on him. And they brutally martyred him. How? They jumped on him and they crushed him. Until his intestines came out of his back passage. So he was not just martyred, he was brutally martyred. Then look how noble he was. Allah Ta'ala then talks about him in the barzakh. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ Then he says, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُقْرَمِينَ Allah Ta'ala goes, enter paradise. And he says, if only my nation knows how much my Lord has honored me. If only my people knew how much my Lord has honored me. And Ibn Mas'ud said, SubhanAllah, even after brutally martyring him, he's still making dua for them. Imagine, he didn't curse them even in barzakh thinking, give it to them now. And Allah Ta'ala mentions him in Surah Yasin, which you ratala 100 miles an hour. And that's why the surah is in Surah Yasin. Allah Ta'ala has put it into a surah, which is frequently recited. Now, what do we know about this man? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, in fact, sorry, our beloved messenger himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned there's siddiqs in the Quran. One of the siddiqs he mentioned was this man, Habib. So he wasn't just a sahaba, he was siddiq, highest rank. Another siddiq was the one who was helping Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam in the cabinet of Fir'aun. The surah, his name, Surah Mu'min, Mu'minun. The one who hid his iman to protect Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greatest Siddiq is Abu Bakr, Siddiq Akbar, radiyallahu. This is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why have I mentioned this here? Look at the similarity. The Prophet sent a sahaba to Musaylimah called Habib. Habib went and look how he was martyred, just as brutal. In fact, even probably worse. So it's very significant who the Prophet sends, as if he's likening them to some previous people. So no, it's a beautiful name, and this is why we should name our children after these noble souls. Don't forget, his mother made a dua, Ammara, which we'll mention at the relevant time. So all I mentioned today was basically now the fitna of Musaylimah. A few facts and figures with regards to the shaitan. And of course, his right-hand man, Ar-Rajjal. The one who caused more devastation than the shaitan himself, imagine. Are there any questions you have to ask? سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وأتوب إلى الله من أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحان الله بك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأصل إن الإنسان لفي خسر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات تواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله